It is the coffee hour. It's Holy Monday. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
A whole new meaning to Holy Monday.
It is a Monday, absolutely.
A Monday in the fullest.
Yes, and it's only 9 o'clock.
Monday in the fullest. A busy week with Holy Week. But, you know, one of the things that helps us stay on track with everything is things that help us stay healthy.
Yes, this is one of our favorite things today.
Yes. Well, yeah, staying healthy, food, all those fun things. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for your support of the coffee hour and supporting Sarah's habit of coffee. I'm just kidding. Concordia, Wisconsin, we love you. Thanks for all the great work you're doing and supporting the coffee hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu or in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. What coffee do you have today?
It's Honduras. It's a new thing I found.
Honduras.
Yeah. We found a relatively inexpensive organic fair trade coffee over the weekend. I was really excited.
Do you like my really bad accent trying to say that?
It was great.
My friend who is a Spanish teacher would be embarrassed. Sorry, Chris. It is National Nutrition Month.
Yes. I have a bit of a fond history with National Nutrition Month.
Really?
Yeah. Back in college, doing my exercise science degree, I worked in our health and wellness, health and human performance office, and my supervisor was a registered dietitian. So
wow.
National Nutrition Month was a big thing for us, and I used to put together posters and like things to plaster our campus about how you should be eating healthy in our cafeteria.
Because that's where you use both of your degrees.
Yes.
Science, or it's Monday. I can't talk.
It is Monday. Exercise science
and graphic design.
Yeah.
In studio with us this morning, the illustrious Camille Smith, registered dietitian, nutrition educator with our friends over at the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And when she comes to teach us, she also comes with food.
Good morning, Camille. I did bring food.
She never comes empty handed.
No.
Always a smile and some like bag or some tote with her that always has something in it. Yes.
There's quite an assortment over here.
I'm excited. Boy. It's National Nutrition Month, Camille. What does that mean? Sarah's excited about it.
I'm so happy to have a partner in loving National Nutrition Month. So National Nutrition Month is it's a month-long nutrition education and information campaign, and it was created by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. So it started back in 1973 as National Nutrition Week, but that wasn't long enough for
Not
us.
Enough.
Definitely not
so
enough.
So we decided to take over the whole month of March. Back in 2008, we celebrated our first ever Registered Dietitian Day, and we actually celebrated that one on March 14th.
So I'm so sad I missed it.
Yeah.
What was I doing? I was preparing for my best friend's birthday, but that was about it.
Okay. Well, you're not the only one who maybe let it pass by without much hoopla.
We'll have to put that on our calendars for next year.
Yes. The thing about it is it's not the same date each year, so stay tuned.
Oh, no. It's like
it's a revolving holiday.
Yeah. It's like Easter. It moves around every year.
You never know where it's going to land. But it's the day that we kind of celebrate the work that registered dietitians do and maybe show some appreciation. You know, as a reminder, registered dietitians can work in all different settings. So wherever there is food, you'll probably find a registered dietitian on staff, either front and center or behind the scenes, maybe in hospitals, wellness centers, gyms, grocery stores, and of course, St. Louis District Dairy Council.
Of course.
Some dietitians.
So each month, each National Nutrition Month has a theme.
Indeed.
And they're usually really fun.
They are. And I really like this year's theme.
It's really colorful.
It is, yes. They always and I know that you'd appreciate the graphic design aspect.
Yes, really nice.
Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics does a good job with that. Well, this year's theme is Go Further with Food. And I really love this theme because whether your focus is just eating well so that you feel energized throughout the day, or maybe you're fueling up for a specific athletic endeavor, the food choices that you make on a day-to-day basis really do make a difference in how your body feels and how it performs. And this year, with the Go Further with Food theme, there's also an emphasis on the importance of planning our meals and snacks in advance. So making thoughtful and intentional choices in order to derive the most from our food nutritionally, but also to decrease food waste.
That's important.
It is important. I think
I don't waste food.
I know. Luther and I, we We lick our plates.
I appreciate that. Well,
especially when it's brownies, but
well, I'm really glad that that's a part of the theme this year, because it brings our attention to planning ahead. And I know that you know some of my experience as a dietitian. I've worked, you know, as an inpatient and outpatient dietitian in hospitals and clinics, and worked with consumers and students. And in all of those settings, whenever I'm encouraging people to make good choices for their health, it always comes back to planning. So, you know, you may know everything there is to know about nutrition, but unless you can implement that and make a plan to do it, it's not really going to happen. So I'm really glad we get to focus a little bit on the planning, because eating well and taking good care of your body doesn't really happen by accident. So it's a good reminder to give some, not just financial resources, but also that important resource of time to making it happen.
Yeah. And food planning doesn't have to be complicated either, because a lot of, like, if someone isn't a natural planner, hearing food planning, because not only is it nutrition, so it can get complicated, but it's also making a plan, which can be a little overwhelming.
Exactly. So we really value that resource of time, and sometimes making it happen, putting that on the calendar to you know, give a little bit of thought to how I plan to eat this week and shop this week is a bit of a sacrifice to make that time for it.
But it also can mean you with planning, you can end up with more creativity in your food and yes. discovering something that you like too.
And you can save money.
This is true.
If you stick to your list.
You're better at that than I am.
So do I take it that both of you are meal planners?
We loosely plan. We have our list of staples that we buy every week, but it has there's enough variety in that then we can kind of just plug in what we want to eat on certain days and not have to worry about, because everything that we have is good and healthy and we like. So we just kind of like mix and match from our list of available options.
In our house, my wife sets the direction for the meals and does much of the shopping and planning. And it's better that way, because if I do the shopping, we end up with way
cookies
more.
Every day. It's a little like that.
You've worked with me too long.
Maybe.
So it looks like some of the meal planning basics that I would emphasize are things that you're both already doing. So number one, I always suggest that you kind of take inventory of what mm-hmm. you already have. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some staples, you know, making sure that the staples that your family depends on each week are accounted for and that you plan to replenish them. May I ask, what are some of the staples that you have in your cupboards?
All right, well, let's define staples. That's...
Brownies are not a staple.
They are in our house.
Things that if they were not present, you might be at a loss for what direction to take in meal planning each week.
Brownies fit that category.
I'm not going to judge.
No, in our house, the staples that we tend to always have on hand... that would be like sweet potatoes mm-hmm. are one of those things, because they last so long.
Yep, same here.
Keep them, whether they're fresh sweet potatoes in the pantry or frozen stuff in the freezer. And then usually a couple of cans of tomato sauce as well for a variety of purposes. Whole wheat flour or other kind of whole grain flours. And then... we always have milk and butter and things like that. Peanut butter, almond butter, those are always standard in our house too. What are yeah. staples in
sweet
your house?
Sweet potatoes, definitely. Yeah. We always have those in a little basket. Almond butter, I cannot go a week without my almond butter and apples. We have a slew of vegetables that we just buy every week. Mm-hmm. Broccoli, cauliflower, salad. We love our salad. And quinoa. We go through a lot of quinoa because it's the only grain I can eat right now.
I just started eating quinoa, and
it's so good.
I'm kind of a fan of it. We got, you know, the Christmas present that everybody got this year. We got the Instapot.
Yes, oh, I still need to get one of those.
And so you can cook quinoa in it pretty easily. And so, yes, learning new things. Yeah. And just adding quinoa to a couple of recipes here and there. Yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. When I look at my staples too, I didn't bring it with me today. I didn't want to impress you that much, but I have a spreadsheet of our staples.
You have a spreadsheet?
I do. I'm no stranger to a spreadsheet.
Well, maybe you are a dietitian.
That's
so,
a registered dietitian thing. I'm sure I'm not alone. But those grains, having some whole grains on, mm-hmm. you know, on hand, whether it be our quinoa, barley, of course, you know, brown rice, also different kinds of pasta. We mm-hmm. usually have those on hand. They're not gonna go bad, mm-hmm. so we keep them stocked, and they pair with so many things. And in my family, when it comes to those grains, with my children, I've always just called all of them rice, because sometimes if I tell the real name, they're like, ugh, not sure I want to go for this. So I just say, it's a different kind of rice. This is puffy rice. This is squiggly rice. And then after they're, you know, giving me the thumbs up on it, I'll tell them the real name, but just rice varieties. And then of course,
we do stuff like that with our 4-year-old too. It's cake. Just call it cake. He'll eat it.
You do what you have to do to make them not such picky eaters. And of course, you've got your frozen options too. I don't know mm-hmm. if any frozen options are your staples, but we always yes. have frozen corn and frozen spinach. And of course, canned things like our canned tomatoes are always on hand. And then herbs and spices. Are there any certain yeah. herbs and spices that you keep on hand?
Salt, yeah. Sea salt and olive oil.
Yeah, we have, olive oil, yes. Oh, that's right. That is yeah. definitely a staple.
It's not really a spice, but yes, we always have that on hand too. Yeah. We've mixed it up. We've added avocado oil to the cupboard.
I love avocado oil.
Spices, usually have paprika on hand, garlic powder. I don't know if that's a spice or not, but a seasoning, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then we have for our homemade pizzas, we use the pizza seasoning mix from one of the local shops here in St. Louis. Yeah. you know which one.
yeah.
It's good, not just on pizza, but on other things too. So those are some of the spices we keep on here.
Yeah. We have to have black pepper too. My husband loves black pepper mm-hmm. and paprika and garlic.
Okay.
And then we have a whole shelf in one of our cupboards of spices. It's full.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah. I grew up calling it paprika. You call it paprika.
Oh.
What do you call it, Camille?
You have to think about
it. It depends on my mood. It depends on it. Today, paprika.
It's smoked
somewhere
paprika.
Somewhere between. Yes. Smoked
the
paprika.
Smoked stuff. Yeah, that gives a really nice, rich flavor.
Oh, and cinnamon. Always,
of course.
Always have cinnamon. Love cinnamon in my hot cocoa. Yeah.
I tend to use a lot of rosemary as I was
really?
Thinking about this.
I like rosemary.
Yeah, I think I resort to rosemary a lot more often than maybe my husband would prefer.
And ginger.
My favorite.
We're actually out of ginger right now, and it's a thing. I have to go get some more.
You do fresh or ground?
Ground usually. We've tried some fresh. It's a kick.
I've tried making gingerbread cookies with fresh.
That'll get you.
I love ginger. Do you ever put a hunk of it in your coffee?
Oh, I have not tried that.
It's a coffee game changer.
Challenge accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hear that, husband? We're going to go get some ginger.
Just a big chunk. Just drop it into the cup and see what happens.
Just a big chunk of fresh ginger root.
Yes.
Right in the coffee.
Right in the coffee.
I'm doing it.
Do you... What else do you, since we're on the coffee hour, what else do you take in your coffee?
I keep mine pretty simple. I do like some, just a good half and half or heavy whipping cream, if that's what I happen mm-hmm. to have. And
so
a little
really
bit
good.
Of some kind of, I like a little bit of sweet. So either sugar or agave or yeah. sometimes honey.
Mm. Honey is really good in coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until we ran out of honey and now we use coconut sugar.
We did. Yet another staple. Yeah,
yes.
We usually have some kind of raw sugar
yeah,
in our cupboards,
true.
Too. We have coconut sugar right now, and then I think raw cane sugar as well. And then, yeah, usually some agave or maple syrup. We need to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk more, not just coffee, but all kinds of nutrition here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gulseth.
I'm Gary Duncan, the General Manager of Worldwide KFUO. We promote our various programs. We ask you to listen to your favorite show. We ask you to support our broadcast ministry, and we thank you for that support. But maybe we don't ask you to pray for us as much as we should. Please pray for the staff, management, radio host, and volunteers here at Worldwide KFUO. Pray that the message of salvation through Christ is heard clearly by listeners around the world. Pray that we continue to reach into those areas that are hostile to the Word of God. Pray that KFUO continues to reach those people desperately needing to hear the good news message. And pray that God continues to bless us financially through the gifts we need to continue our broadcast ministry. Thank you for listening, supporting, and praying for Worldwide KFUO. You truly are appreciated. We are the messenger of good news, AM 850 in St. Louis, worldwide at KFUO.org.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's Coffee with Camille.
Hey! Ooh, that's a really good name.
Really catchy.
It's Coffee with Camille, our favorite dietitian and nutrition educator from the St. Louis District Dairy Council, with some tips during National Nutrition Month. We were talking about staples in the household and also starting to look at planning for meals. And I totally got distracted when we were talking about the food because I get distracted
because
when
food.
We talk about food. And then during the break, she unveiled
the treat.
Oh,
it smells pretty good in here.
It smells amazing in here. Camille always brings something amazing and something that will make me be quiet while you all talk.
It's true. It's very true.
Well, thank you for sharing a lot of the staple items that you keep in your homes. We talked about a lot of the non-perishable things, the things that can kind of stick around for a while. But there are definitely some staple items that are perishable that you have to shop for week after week. And in my household, of course, an assortment of dairy products. So we all drink milk. We eat a lot of cheese in my household. And then yogurt. We always have to have an assortment of yogurt because we all have different yogurt preferences. But
we
those are some
an
staples.
Unrealistic amount of cheese in our household.
Cheese goes with everything.
It does. That's the thing with the dairy group is that it pairs with all of the other four food groups. So you have to have it on hand.
Our son is a dairy boy. He's four and a half now. And I think probably the primary source of protein for him is dairy, whether it's a glass of milk at every meal or for snack. I mean, that's all he'll drink is milk. And I sound like I should be a representative for the Dairy Council.
I'm trying to recruit you.
Getting him to drink water is a challenge. You know he's thirsty if he'll drink a glass of water or even just a couple of sips of water. But cheese, grilled cheese, just plain cheese sandwich, slice of cheese on a bread.
Oh yeah,
on slice of bread. That's it. Or just like cheese and crackers, or just chunks of cheese.
Cheese and peanut butter is good too.
I haven't thought of that.
Yeah, that's a protein
and
powerhouse.
Yeah, I love protein. And cheese and apples, too.
Hmm. Okay, I'll let you get back to the important stuff I'm going to eat.
Sure. So once you've looked through your cupboards and your refrigerator and taken inventory of what you still need to buy for the week to make up those meals that are planned, the next step is to look at that schedule. Look at what's happening with your family for the week and determine what nights would be the best to do some meal prep. What nights would be best to maybe use a slow cooker if you're not going to be home right away? What nights do you have evening activities? And really give some thought to the timing and also who's going to prepare those meals. So not just the what are you going to eat, but like what are the circumstances under which you're going to be eating? So look at that schedule and then maybe plot out the meals that way. I know some of us might not want that tight of a schedule, but some of us with a really busy active family with a lot of stuff going on might need to plan it out that specifically so they even know what night things are happening.
Absolutely.
And there is actually, when it comes to grocery shopping, there is something that St. Louis District Dairy Council created, and we made it for National Nutrition Month for a lot of our dietitian friends. It's a DASH shopping guide, and DASH, just as a reminder, it's called Dietary Approaches to Stopping Hypertension. So it's kind of a guide of what, you know, all of the food groups to choose and in what quantities, and just a guide to help you keep your blood pressure down with diet. So we've got a shopping guide that's specific to the DASH diet. If you're interested, you're welcome to email us info@stldairycouncil.org and we can send you a copy.
That's
awesome.
A great
your
idea.
Shopping list.
That is a good idea.
Look
yeah.
for things. What's the overall arching theme that you see in the DASH guide?
With the DASH diet, it year after year is one of the most popular diets out there. It's not very faddish or fad-like, I should say. It encompasses all of the five USDA, my plate food groups, and there is an emphasis on reducing sodium. So it does kind of steer you away from a lot of processed foods and encourages you to do some cooking, but just be sensible about sodium content. But the thing that I like about it is it doesn't exclude any of the food groups. We know that every single food group gives you some kind of benefit. There's a different profile of nutrients within each food group. So omitting any of them, you might be missing out on the nutrients that it provides. So it also encourages three servings each day of dairy. which, you know, which is what we recommend in order to get the calcium that your body requires.
Am I getting a whole serving right now?
I was going to say, speaking of food groups,
it looks like you are well on your way, sir.
I'm not shy. I'm
Andy's munching down.
I love it.
This will be gone by the time we're off the air in a few minutes.
I love feeding friends. This makes my heart happy. Thank you.
So what are you eating, Andy?
Pure joy. This is breakfast macaroni and cheese. Who would have thought of macaroni and cheese for breakfast? Why didn't I think of this before?
What makes it breakfast mac and cheese? Well, that's what I'm curious about.
Because I'm eating it before noon?
Well, yes. I mean,
the fact that we're eating it at 9:22 makes a difference. Well, last night, as we actually ate this, my family ate this for dinner last night and loved it. And as I was eating it, I was thinking, why in the world wouldn't I eat this for breakfast tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Because it does. It is giving me a boost of protein. It's giving me carbohydrates. It's giving me fat to kind of keep me satisfied. So I might, you know, I might give you a call in a couple hours, Andy, and see how it held you over till the next meal. But why not?
Oh, it's delicious.
There are no rules.
And dairy too. We're getting some dairy in here, right?
Exactly. And one of the reasons why I made this mac and cheese is because we ended up, even though sometimes I plan very well, but there are some weeks where things do not go as planned. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're out of town for the weekend, or maybe just mommy has a lot of other things on her mind.
Or maybe it's Monday.
Or maybe it's Monday.
So we ended up with an extra half gallon of milk. My children were out of town last week for spring break, hanging out with my parents, and they're really good milk drinkers. And I was depending on them to finish the milk. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. So I ended up with a half gallon of 2% milk and needed to do something with it. So,
and you're like, make a block of cheese or
and I happen to have a bunch of cheese on hand. Mm-hmm. So I made up a batch of this macaroni and cheese, and it used, for the amount required for one box of pasta, it used 4 cups of milk.
Wow.
And 4 cups of cheese. So I was able to effectively and deliciously use up those ingredients before they went bad. And some people have different ideas of when something goes bad. Is it okay if I kind of go over that?
Absolutely.
It was sort of new to me. I mean, we see when we go to the grocery store and we're looking at foods, we see the sell by date. We see the use by date.
Mm-hmm. We have about 3 minutes.
So. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Well, I'll give a little descriptor of sell by. And that's a date that the manufacturer puts on a product. And that's to inform the store of how long they should leave a product out. So it doesn't mean if it passes its sell by date, it doesn't mean the product is bad. It just means that that's when the store might want to remove it from the shelves to keep it at its best quality. Same with use by date and best by date. Those are put on there for consumers, and that's to inform them of when a product is at its best quality. So that doesn't mean that it's bad once it passes that date, but you might want to, you know, hustle up and use it lest it go bad or spoil. But when it comes to keeping foods safe and at their best quality, it depends a lot on how you store those foods, like making sure that they're kept at the appropriate temperature. Mm-hmm. So when you do bring especially dairy foods home from the grocery store, try to keep them cool, get them back into the refrigerator as soon as possible, and that will impact their quality even more.
Yeah.
This time of year, it's relatively easy to keep them cold on the way home. But during the summer, pack those cold bags with you.
It's a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not a magic date. When I was growing up, I used to think it was a magic date. Like, you hit the date and then poof, it's bad. It doesn't
exactly
work like that.
And also, if you're not sure, especially with dairy products, give it a sniff.
Yeah.
And the smell is not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what we do. Sniff test. Doesn't smell bad. And there's no mold. It's probably good.
Works for laundry too.
Yes.
It does.
All our secrets revealed.
It all comes out in the coffee hour.
So we're talking about having over. I can't. It's Monday. Having too much of something on hand.
Yes.
And we have a minute and a half.
Just a little over a minute.
Okay.
Well, what if? Okay, here's the scenario. You accidentally have a big tub of yogurt left in your in your refrigerator, Andy and Sarah. What do you do with that plain yogurt?
Creamy avocado dressing.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really good. Lots of yogurt, lots of avocado, little oil, spices. Mm-hmm. It's like guac, but not.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like what you get at Chick-fil-A.
A packet of like ranch dressing mix with that to make a dip for veggies.
Yep.
I like
it. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay, here's a sneak
attack. I can
share
that recipe too.
What if you accidentally have a half gallon of buttermilk left in your refrigerator?
Cake.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
pancakes.
Yeah.
That's the route I would take too. Yeah. Quick breads, pancakes. Those are perfect ways to use that buttermilk.
Yeah. Oh, and for the milk option, the regular milk, pudding is always an option for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Because it uses a lot of milk.
True. Mm-hmm. That's why I said make a block of cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, you can make cheese or you can make pudding.
I've never made cheese from scratch. That would be hard. Have you ever done that yet?
I have never made cheese from scratch.
My sister-in-law's sister did it, and I watched her make cheese.
I get a challenge too.
Camille, how can we find out more about Nutrition Month, National Nutrition Month, and the Dairy Council?
Please visit us on our website, stldairycouncil.org, or visit our Facebook page, STL Dairy Council.
Very good. Camille Smith, our favorite dietitian from St. Louis District Dairy Council, and she brought baked mac and cheese for breakfast.
Andy's happy.
I am. Thank you so much, Camille.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Gilseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.